This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the Seer Veronica Lupin. Today is Friday, June 18th, the 23rd anniversary of Our Lady's apparitions at Bayside in the year of Our Lord, 1993. We are presently at the Vatican Pavilion site, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. Oh, I can see the Blessed Mother coming through the sky. Her figure looks very dark, as though she's coming through a great darkness. I have a sensitivity about the darkness around us. Are we really surrounded as a globe in darkness now? Our Lady is coming forward, and I saw Jesus, that he has sort of gone back into the dark clouds there to remain for a reason. Now, Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she is so beautiful. Oh, she absolutely startled tonight. She's looking about her, and Our Lady has on a beautiful white cape. It's bordered in gold. I never saw that before. It's very beautiful. And, of course, Our Lady has on her long cream-colored gown. Oh, she looks absolutely beautiful. Our Lady appears to be very tall tonight. Maybe it's the way she's standing. And I can't see Jesus anymore. He seems to be, like, in a haze on her left side, our right side. Our Lady is looking all about her, and her mantle on her head has slipped a little back where I can see her hair. Her hair appears to be quite dark, and Our Lady is smiling now and placing her fingers to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I come to you as a mother of grace. And as a mother, I cannot evade the truth with you. I must give it to you for your own protection. The Eternal Father, I have had to go before him and plead your cause time and again, for he wishes to bring the great blow upon mankind. In his reasoning, his all-knowing reasoning, he feels that too many souls are now falling into hell, driven there even by some of the clergy. My child and my children, I have often admonished you to guard your children in this world of darkness. You are responsible for your children's souls. As such, if you neglect them in this lifetime, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, but could spend an eternity in hell or a long session in the other place of banishment, purgatory. Do not laugh, all you who cannot understand the truth, nor seek the truth. I say now that if you will look, my child, for me, look into what I show you, the realm of the suffering. Purgatory? Yes, purgatory. Oh, my goodness. I've never heard such a din, the screaming and the wailing. And I see people, their clothes, that they're floating. I don't know. It seems to be endless. They're being tossed back and forth. And all I can hear is screams and moans. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Blessed Mother, don't make me look. My heart will stop. It's so frightening. My child, come closer to me. You understand there are three realms, heaven, purgatory, and hell. I allowed you to look upon purgatory, and I understand your shock, because tell my child fully what you have seen. I have seen mitres, dishes, and even several cardinals. And then I see a whole score of priests with their cassocks. They're still dressed in their garments, that they are moaning and pleading. Now Our Lady is placing a hand before my eyes. It is frightening. It's one of the most frightening things I have ever witnessed. Our Lady is touching her lips, which means to repeat, my child, I want you to understand and bring to the world the absolute truth and reality of this realm. There are mitres and there are Catholics there. I want you to tell the world that there are clergy who are now falling into purgatory, if not some in hell, because they are misguiding the sheep. The Eternal Father wants to set upon the world the rule of redemption. How long, my children of the world, can I beg for your reprieve? Why don't you listen to my voice? I have traveled throughout your world through many earth years pleading with you to turn back from your ways of destruction. Clergy, in my son's houses, you must show more honor to my son. There are some who are a disgrace to their profession, leading others into ways of sin. O ye of little faith, why do you deface the young? You who have given themselves over to worldly pleasures and defamed their profession shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. My child and my children, we have asked you on numerous occasions to pray for the clergy. They do not have a special passport from heaven. They fight the influence of Satan and his agents upon earth. But they need your prayers. You have forgotten them. They need your prayers. I ask of you all to pray for your parish priest. Temptation is great upon them. However, they are being put to the test by the Eternal Father, and all who are rotten will fall. Our Lady is placing a hand upon her eyes, and she's pointing over to the left side, her right side. I see the inside of a church. There is service going on. But however, what are they doing? They are skipping like frolicsome down the aisle. As I watch, I see it is the priest, I believe, behind the altar. He's motioning to two children to come out of the pews and go to the rear of the church. The children are hastily almost running to the back of the church, and I see they are picking up something. Oh, it is the ciborium and the plate. Oh, now what are they doing, my child? They are taking it up to the altar. Now the chief and the other man, the deacon, he is called my child, the deacon. They are giving these over to them, and the priest is now going back to his station behind the altar. Now all of a sudden, he raises his hand, and a young woman is coming out of the till. That, oh my goodness me, she has on a pair of shorts, and she's heading for the altar. Now, a lady is pointing. The woman starts to sing. Her music is not one of the church, or those accepted by God. And as she sings, the priest stands behind the altar, and in his eyes, is he admiring her or admonishing her? It looks, my child, like he is admiring her. The short she is wearing is most revealing and immodest, our lady said. Now, that woman is now going to sit at the side of the altar. And as she crosses her legs, it is the most horrible infringement on the sacred rites. But it is almost embarrassing, blessed mother, for me to look. Must I see it? Yes. The shorts are no longer short, they're almost gone. And I can see the expression on the priest's face as he's observing this. Now also, there are two young girls, about 13 years of age, sitting at the side of the altar. As the priest goes forward to consecrate the host, my son's body. Now, as I watch, I notice now, after the consecration, that the priest is now taking his place on the right side in the altar, at the last two, over to the right, and the deacon is going over to the left, and now, I don't believe this. Oh, that's it, does it, Mother? There are two young girls. A lady, how old are they? 13 years old. And the lady is saying, Veronica, don't close your eyes. Open them and tell me what you see. I see Tito streaming forward from the pews, and they're now being given the host by the two young girls. Now the woman who's standing off to the side, very friendly, but immodest, our lady said, immodest you must say, is observing all this with a smile on her face. Now, I see a man sitting in the aisle. He's crying. He has his love disease in his right hand, and he's crying. I know, Blessed Mother, how he feels. He's not of this generation which has fallen to Satan. I know just how he feels. The only thing that he has to hold on to is the rosary. Our lady is looking all about her, and then I watch, she's taking her hand, and she's placing it over her eyes. I say, I think she's been crying. My child, our lady, I can hear her gasping. You see what is going on. Less and less honor is given to my son. Whatever shall become of my children upon earth. I have wandered through tongueless earth years, trying to warn my children of the cunning punishment to mankind. Now also, we give fair warning to all clergy. Should you not turn from your path of self-seeking riches and think of the souls that you have in your care to bring to heaven, you too shall vanish with the fires of the ball of redemption. Now I see, turning across the sky, a huge ball of some kind that is shooting out flames. It looks huge. I've never seen anything so big. And I see what looks like a globe on the left-hand side of the world. And this globe is heading for us. And as it gets closer, it appears that this globe is larger than the Earth. I don't think this has ever been seen before. I've never seen anything so large. Now, as I'm watching, it's getting very dark up there, but the light is very bright about our Blessed Mother. She's standing there now, and she has in her hands a large crucifix, and she's holding it up now. It's a crucifix without the body of Christ on it for some reason. And she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is looking to the right and looking to the left. And I have the feeling that she can see just about every soul that's standing on the ground. Now she's turning. And with the cross, I know when I originally saw it, it had a cross on it, the body of Christ. But now she had turned, when she came closer, it had disappeared, and dust was a cross. Now Our Lady is turning to her right side, and she is extending the cross up again, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, she's repeating it. Our Lady, in sort of a singing manner, almost like being in church. Now Our Lady is crossing over to her left side, our right side, and she's pausing and looking about her. It's quite windy up there. I don't know if I told you that Our Lady has a white cape on, like a mantilla, but it looks like it may be woolen. It looks heavy. She has that over her head. Now she's extending the cross and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Now Our Lady is still terribly upset. I can see it in the expression on her face. And she's moving back to between the trees, directly above us. Now she's touching her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My children, it is almost too late to reach the multitudes. My heart is torn by the knowledge that many will die in the flame of the ball of redemption. Many will not be prepared. I have come to you through many earth years, and how many have listened to my counsel? How many have tried to mend their ways that offend their God? My child and my children, especially you, Veronica, my child, make it known that your country will soon receive a just punishment for the slaughter of the young, for the abomination to their God-given bodies, will receive a just punishment. I repeat this three times in warning to you all who are the cultists of the world now, who have been instrumental in the destruction of the young. Cardinals, bishops, priests of the Order of God, if you are guilty, turn from your ways. I make no accusations by name, though the list is growing long, to the Eternal Father. You who were given the God-given grace to be leaders of the flock have now scattered our sheep. Bishops, what has become of your vocation? You are becoming the solace of the human race. You cannot hide your sin from the Eternal Father. Turn back while there is time. Now, Our Lady is touching her lips, and she is going like this, which means to listen, but don't repeat. Oh, no! Mercy! Mercy! Yes. I understand, but I can't receive it. No, no, I won't. No. Oh, my goodness. Now, my child, do sit back and wait for my son. I see a huge ball now coming to the sky. It looks like a globe of the earth. That, like pinpoints, I see fire springing up. I don't understand it. It looks like the globe is on fire. And now I hear a voice saying, "The owl has eyes, fore and aft, ever watching the eagle. When the world cries peace, then shall he strike." Do you understand what I am trying to tell you, my child? Yes. How much of this can I retease? In 1968 and 69, Our Lady talked to me about a great chastisement to the United States as the leader of the world. The eyes of the world had been upon the United States, so heaven holds the United States under bondage in a way for leading the world onto the path of destruction of the soul. Yes.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as...
Must I? On the... All right, if you say so, Blessed Mother, I'm scared, I'm afraid. I want you to look, my child, and tell me what you see. I see a hole. It's very deep. And there seemed to be fire all over there. But in the fire, I see bodies floating up and down. And they seem to be alive. In fact, I can see some men and some women. I don't see little children, but I see many men and women. And they're floating like they have no weight. Yet I can see the outlines of their figures. And the fire is vines and vines, but doesn't consume them. They seem to float up and down. But there's a din of noise that's hurting my ears. The screaming, the pleading. But it's like they're in a huge hole, some place beyond what I've seen on earth. "Miss Mother, please take me out of here. It's terrible." Now I hear the voices pleading for mercy, but a loud voice booms back, "Too late, too late. You had your chance." Now Our Lady is touching her lips, and it's growing darker. I don't have to look there anymore. Our Lady said to catch the Uranus and retreat. What you have just seen, my child, is hell. Many have taken away the knowledge of the existence of this abode. Remember, my children, the truth in fact, that there is purgatory and hell. Perpetual torment in hell. Now Our Lady is looking up to her left, and I see, I only see wings and two angels there coming down by her. They don't seem to have a body. I see like beautiful children's faces, what they look like. Like cherubim. They're pleasant looking, and I do see wings behind them, but no body. They're coming now up beside our Blessed Mother. Now our Blessed Mother is touching her lips. You will sit back, my child, and wait for my son. He has an urgent message for mankind. Now it's growing quite hazy. I can still see a Blessed Mother up there, but the darkness is closing in. Although I see a pinpointed light on her left side, that's our right side, and I'm drawn to watch the light. Now I can hear Our Lady's voice still, her sweet voice, and she's saying, sit back, my child, and rest. The light has become stationary now. It doesn't seem to be moving forward. It seems to have stopped for a reason. Now the light is moving to the center of the sky, and it's opening up. Oh, it's getting very large now, very fast. Oh, and I can see Jesus. I recognize him now. I can see now. It hasn't opened up enough, the light, to show me his chest of his face, but I can see his feet. He has sandals on, and his gown, which is a golden cream color, and he has on a beautiful red robe with all gold trim around the outside. Now Jesus is coming forward. I can see him fully now. He's coming to the middle tree. There are three trees right before us. In the middle, Jesus is standing over it, up in the sky, high in the sky. Now he's looking about him, and it seems to be quite windy up there because his hair is moving. Now, there's a brilliance about him I can't explain. He absolutely shines in the sky. It's so dark up there, but he lights up the whole sky. Now I can notice that he's looking down. And now he is touching his fingers to his lips. My child and my children, what more can I add to my mother's discourse with you? She has said it all at this time. She has spent many earth years going throughout your world, trying to warn mankind of the coming chastisement. There have been many miracles set forth upon the earth by my mother. This we have allowed as a grace to mankind, but many have been forgotten and rejected. My mother has at this time gone to all corners of the world, seeking salvation for mankind. How many have listened to her counsel? The prayer life of the clergy has fallen. Unless they return to prayer and sacrifice, give up the worldly cravings of mankind, and agree to a life of piety and dedication and fortitude, even while under attack. You will get nowhere, my clergy, by following the modes of the world. You must lead a disciplined life and give to our children of the earth the knowledge of heaven, hell, and purgatory. Man can disdain me very easily, but I will not allow him to disdain my mother. Jesus looked very upset, very upset. My child, Veronica, I do not mean to frighten you, but I am in dire suffering for the abuse to my mother. I will not accept this much longer. Unless man makes a complete change from his ways that offend the Eternal Father, we will no longer try to keep his heavy hand from upon you. Your country, the United States, has been graced, but your country has fallen from the pedestal that he has been placed on by mankind. Spirituality has been cast aside. Prayer lives have fallen, even in the convents. How can you, my clergy, lead others when you have adopted a mode of humanism catering to mankind? You do not see the spirits of my children upon earth. As such, you cannot enter the kingdom. The Eternal Father never changes my children. You cannot build a paradise upon earth. That point shall never be reached because you are doing this without your God. My child and my children, I ask you all from the mercy of your heart to pray for your clergy. They are human, and as such, they can fall into error and sin. Unless you pray for them, many more shall be in the hell you have seen, my child. Veronica, I feel your weakness. You will sit back now, and my mother is not leaving. She will stay over on my right side.
Blessed and beautiful days, when our lips and our spirits are glowing with love and with praise. All hail to dear Mary, the guardian of our ways, to the fairest of queens, be the fairest of seasons, sweet May. Oh, what peace to her children, mid sorrows and trials to know, that the love of their mother have over a solace for woe. All hail to dear Mary, the guardian of our way. To the fairest of queens, be the fairest of season, sweet May. Dear, oh, pray for me, whilst forth from heaven and thee, I wander in a fragile bark, oh, life tempestuous sea. Oh, Virgin Mother, from thy throne so bright in bliss above, protect thy child and cheer my path with thy sweet smile of love. Mother dear, remember me and never cease thy care, till in heaven eternally thy love and bliss I share. Mother dear, oh, pray for me, shouldst pleasure sirenly tempt thy child to wander far from virtue's path away. When thorns beset life's devious way and darkling waters flow, then Mary, aid thy weeping child, thyself a mother show. Mother dear, remember me and never ceased by care, till in heaven eternally my love and bliss I share. On this day, O beautiful mother, on this day we give thee our love. Near thee, Madonna, fondly we hover, trusting thy gentle care to prove. On this day we ask to share, dearest mother, thy sweet care. Aid us ere our feet astray, wander from thy guiding way. On this day, O beautiful mother, on this day we give thee our love. Near thee, Madonna, fondly we hover, trusting thy gentle care to prove. Queen of angels, deign to hear lisping children's humble prayer. Young hearts gay, O virgin pure, sweetly to thyself awoke. On this day, O beautiful mother, on this day we give thee our love. Near thee, Madonna, fondly we hover, trusting thy gentle care to flowers of the fairest, bring flowers of the rarest, from garden and woodland and hillside and vale. Our full hearts are swelling, our glad voices telling the praise of the loveliest rose of the vale. O Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today, Queen of the angels, Queen of the May. O Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today, Queen of the angels, Queen of the May. Our voices ascending, in harmony blending, oh, thus may our hearts turn, dear mother, to thee. Oh, thus shall we prove thee, how truly we love thee, how dark without Mary's life journey would be. O Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today, Queen of the angels, Queen of the May. O Mary, we crown thee with blossoms today, Queen of the angels, Queen of